This podcast helps you gain an overview of the economic, political, social and cultural changes from 1900 to the present. Part 2. Work and wealth. In 1900, most people in Britain worked with their hands. British factories produced textiles and other goods that were taken in British-made steamships powered by British coal and sold to parts of the British Empire all around the world. It was unusual for married women to work. Wives generally stayed at home to look after the house and children. Young women often worked as domestic servants for the middle and upper classes. For the working classes, hours were long and wages were generally low. Workers tried to improve their conditions through support of the trades unions and the Labour Party. The population of Britain in 1900 was about 37 million. Well over half of these people lived in cities, but farming was still a very important part of the country's wealth and way of life. Trains allowed fresh foodstuffs and other agricultural goods to be transported further and quicker. The very first British tractors went on sale in 1901. These were to change country life forever, as fewer labourers were needed and more families moved from villages to cities to find work throughout the century. Since 1906, governments have raised taxes to pay for the pensions and other benefits. These taxes, as well as improvements in education, have changed the distribution of wealth in British society. By 2000, Britain had a much larger middle class. Most people have far more comfortable lives now than their great-grandparents had in 1900. The British economy changed greatly after about 1950. Jobs in mines, shipyards and factories disappeared thanks to changes in technology and global competition. New jobs appeared in what are called service industries. These include tourism, education, healthcare and finance. By 2000, the average working week was 39 hours. And people were getting far more generous holidays. People now spend much more time and money travelling, enjoying music, films and sport in ways that their ancestors could never have dreamed of. For many, this involves taking part, but others settle for being spectators in their own homes through televisions and other electronic devices. However, this has led to a more inactive lifestyle in Britain today for many people, which is thought to be a factor in rising obesity levels.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.